But you're spoiling it?
Yes.
Namo Guru Be, Namo Amidaya, Namo Dharmaya, Namo Sanghaya, Namo Guru Be, Namo Amidaya, Namo Dharmaya, Sanghaya Namo Guru Behe Namo Buddhaya Namo dharmaya namo sangaya ma samaye me khe ra bha ro she ma ya je ma ga namo khe mo ya wo ya ni so so ya ra ya re ye ye khe ye she ye yu ya wa te ya so mo ya ja ro ya vi ya mo ya la ya sha ya che lo te ya ya ta ga ya te ga ya te pa ra ya ga ya te pa ra ya sa ya ga ya te bo de so ha te ya ya ta ga ya te ga ya te pa ra ya ga ya te pa ya ra ha ya sa ya ga ya te bo de so ha te ya ya ta ga ya te ga ya te pa ya ra ya ga ya te pa ya ra ya sa ya ga ya te bo de so ha Gri dhunda ji ji kyungon dham me dhe dhe ve chen dham chawad Thimpa dhru ji bhison so yunne trakhi dhe chan tindra dhe le Kyo sa ye bhe jir so Me to tam rr vl ge ne dhe jen bhand Sanje kindu me dhe mbu wa ye Rukhin dha vakhin la shabar Kyo etam guru re na mendra lak Niyataya me sangje che dam so je jo namon Shankyo bandu dhane shab suki Dage kishe je besu namje Dolava pesha sangje rupar Kyo sangje che dam so je jo namon Shankyo bandu dhane shab suki Dage kishe je besu namje Lolam apesha sanje rupar kyo sanganje kyo dhamma soje kyo namala Shankyo badu dhanu shabsuji Nage kyo jebe sunamji Lolam apesha sanje rupar kyo Now we try to make the good motivation for the teachings or to listen to the teachings. That means we think about why we do the to give myself give teaching yourself to listen to the teachings. Why? Because you want all mother sentient beings have so much hardship, suffering, pain or happiness by karma's delusions. So all those are, we want free from those, and try to make the great happiness place. Great happiness place is the Buddhahood. So we want to take to the great happiness place. That's why I need to to have the power for that. Power for myself or thinking we step to the great happiness place. That kind of power, what is that? Then become a being Buddha. We need, if become a being Buddha, then completely we will have the power poured to help to the other sentient beings without discrimination. So that's why we are looking for, or we are wishful to ourselves being Buddha. So that's why I think we need to make more to know. We need to do more practice. Without knowing meaning of the practice, then there are no powerful for practice. Even if we say, I'm doing practice, but it's only words. Because if you don't know how to do practice, see, can be sit down, close eyes and sit down on the cushions. Easy to that. But real is inside. Try to make it. Really it is. So what do we do, you know? So that's what we need. That means what is inside we, what we need to have. And then bodhicitta, great. We need to have the bodhicitta for the become a being Buddha. So bodhicitta is a door for the to the great happiness place. And then not only for that, but we need also have with them with a realization of emptiness or for namanas. There are no self existence. So we don't recognition of that yet now. So we need to know that wisdom. Because without wisdom, we cannot make extinguish of the old delusions and the old illusions or means or negativities. Cannot make destroy or to make extinguish of the delusions and also negativities. Illusions. So that's why I think this, we need to have those. And those need to have us, but those are also not coming to with us by only wish or by praise. No. We need to contemplate, we to do practice, to make action for the, to have the bodhicitta and to have the realization of emptiness. So that's why we need to study for that. What kind of studies Buddha giving teaching? Because the Buddha helped to us by teaching. That's why as from the Buddha's action, this Buddha's speech's action is much more profound than body's action and as mind. Mind is very important, but without teaching, realization, even Buddha himself cannot put it. You know, sometimes I told his wisdom and his realizations cannot put it to the disciples' consciousness. So that's why we to study. So during the study, I think now we go through, so many go through this way, Lamrim. Takes a long time. I think maybe I have idea. So all the these go through the text. It takes a long time. So more sensual pond or sensual, what is necessary. All necessary, actually. You cannot say without necessary everything. But more important, root of the teachings, what they need to do. Maybe that's better. Otherwise, this is the takes a long, long time. If you go, like every day, like every day, if giving teaching from 9 to maybe 5, you know, break one lunch, is like that. Then 23 days, Shaji Pongkhapa did, you know, day 1, day 2, day 3, day 23rd, you know, then that's finished. But we cannot do like this. Just only one session for the, it's once, one session for the once week. So that's very difficult to really finish. So I think more important things to show, I think. The thing is, more important, I think, how to listen to the teachings. That is a very important thing, you know, how to do listening. Let's say, because the teaching is for to destroy the, which we have a rough mind inside, try to make free from that. That means all those rough minds try to make off from those with the consciousness, or main consciousness. Try to make collect the positive side and the negative side. Distinguish. Yeah. Try to make a destroy. You can say it. Yes. So that's what we need. So he has, I think, says. One Geshe here has it, you can read it. One Geshe, as he giving teachings, just like a very truthful. Yes, truth. Whatever Buddha did teachings, everything he doing is. But his many what do you call one subject, many kind of. Different kind of to combine. Indeed. Geshe Potowa, when he gave me teachings, I think whatever necessary, try to make negative mind, or try how to make a subdue. Yes, the negative mind. So those kind of. So he Potowa says his teaching is great, but that is too large. So then sometimes difficult to listen to, you know, they think, you know, means the suppose. They different kind of suppose, you know. But Geshe Potowa, he is necessary, or those things. He does also sometimes, even there's in there says, I think, even Geshe Potowa talk about the story of the Buddha, so something, but very benefit for the listeners, for students, because necessary things, whatever needed. Story of the bird is, I think, for the example, you know. It didn't say in here what kind of story for the bird is, but says, Shaji Pongkhapa said that, very necessary, you know, for the suppose. So I think, and now we do this. So listen to the teachings very carefully. I think sometimes ago I said already, like mirror for the perceive mirror for the clean or not clean, do it. We check for that. Or teaching same way. When teaching comes, listen to the teachings, what my action and what teaching says suitable together or not. Opposite my action, thoughts, body, speech, mind, is actions, opposite of teachings, then that's not right. When we heard this one, then we stop the that kind of action. So the because of the when we see the matter, if dirt pays or whatever, then we can make a wish, right wish. Just like that. Just like that. When we, teaching and all actions opposite ways, then what teaching say follow and what we doing or did try to make stop. That's what I need to say. So that's it. So now I think it's a listen to the teachings. I think that's what they do. And also those of me. Now how to give teaching, I think. How to give teaching. You see, I think that's all. Is it? What is it? Okay, I think you shouldn't draw your marita. Oh, yeah. How to give teaching, yes. And also, before this, always we need things like kindness of Buddhas, you know, really arrange. Sanjay's temple means great resort for us. Everything, all Buddha Shakyamuni, and including the Shakyamuni and all Buddhas come to the beings, including ourselves. How it is. If we think about this, those are, if we do like this, great action, because great result we will get. And also then, we think about the same time, all Buddhas come to us. Therefore, what we need to do, we need to repair of that. Repair, you know, repair. Someone, you know, someone's good to us, then we back to it just like that, you know. So repair of the kindness of Buddhas. See, what we do is, then what Buddha what says, do this, don't do this. That's what we need to do. Repair of parents, also same thing. Is parents, what they giving the advice to us, if we are children, if you like this, you know, maybe you are not don't like your children, but we are when we was children, I think. Even now, repair of the even parents not theirs, but if we need a repair of parents, what they says, good advice, if we did this one, then the repair of them. So with the deed. Very kind to us, and we need repair of that. That means what Buddha says, do this, don't do this. That's what we need to follow, I think. Just direction, you know, speech, you know. Really, Buddha says, do this, we need to follow. Buddha says, teaching says, don't do this, we need to stop. So if you do like this, they ought to get teaching with the correct with our consciousness. You know, just like mirror. When see the mirror dirty right ways to make a clean the dirty. Just like that. And that's one of the more important things I think. So that's it. Now how to give teachings, there's originally
Where we leave off before, I believe we were on page 111, developing the attitude that your spiritual guide is as holy a being as Tathagata's.
Oh yeah, that's good. From there, read more.
Okay. The first person to teach the Dharma was our teacher, the Buddha, and he himself made manifest the path and its results. He taught it to others properly, and the points he taught on the subject of modifying one's behavior were without the slightest error. Thus he is an authority. One must therefore feel, how could his teaching on the Dharma be mistaken, when one recalls these facts about the Buddha? One can take this further and compare it with the attitude that a holy being who teaches in the same tradition is a Tathagata.
Mm-hmm.
One should then feel, this holy being, my guru, is an emanation of Tathagata Shakyamuni.
Mm-hmm.
And the next heading, developing the attitude that this tradition of the Dharma should be preserved for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
This attitude that results from listening to the Dharma is the thought, how wonderful it would be if the teachings of the victorious one were preserved in the world for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
The first five attitudes are examples of recalling the Tathagata's kindness.
Mm-hmm.
This sixth attitude is a meditation on repaying Buddha's kindness. Listening to the Dharma is crucial. The reason for attending teachings is to bring some pressure to bear on your mind stream. Otherwise, your mind will only stay the way it is. And if you have experienced no change after listening to a teaching, then there has been absolutely no benefit for you.
See, that's it. That's what, see? When we heard what teaching says, that's we need to follow the teachings, changing our attitude or our action. Example, if we lost it before without thinking, kill the books or something like this, teaching says, should not any kind of sentient beings don't destroy the life. When we teaching said that, when we heard this, then need we stop killing the bugs, big ones, human beings, small bugs, no, anything. Same thing, just like, you know, that's the example, then.
In illustration, you need to look into a mirror in order to see how clean your face is, then you can remove any dirt you find. You examine your own mind stream in the mirror of the Dharma. You listen to the Dharma to tell whether your mind has any flaws. If you find any, you should be distressed and think, has my mind come to this? You will then want to do all you can to rid yourself of the faults.
Mm-hmm.
The Jataka Tales tells us, when I see the form of my evil deeds clearly in the mirror of the Dharma, my mind is tormented. I shall now turn to the Dharma.
Mm-hmm.
Then is the story of the Prince Chandra and Sudra.
Yeah, read. That's what I've talked to already.
Okay.
Mm.
Sudraputra, also known as Prince Kalmashapadra, said this to Prince Chandra. His story serves an example.
Prince Chandra is the favorite long time before become a being with the Shakyamuni's life. You see. Mm. So that's it. Then?
His story serves as an example to us all. When the Blessed Buddha was still a learner, treading the path, he was reborn as the Bodhisattva Prince Chandra. There was a man called Sudraputra who used to kill people and eat his victims. One day the prince went into a grove and an eloquent Brahmin came to him. While the prince was receiving a Dharma teaching from this eloquent Brahmin, suddenly they heard a great noise. People were sent to see what was happening. They found that Sudraputra was coming.
Yeah, if you listen carefully, I told already this story.
The prince's bodyguards said, Sudraputra Kalmashapada eats people. He is a man to be feared. Our army has retreated with its many horses, elephants, and chariots. What are we to do? The time has come to parley with him. This idea pleased the prince, and deaf to the pleas of his wives and entourage, he went to where the great clamor was coming from. The prince saw Sudha-Suputra pursuing the king's army in a rage, his sword and shield held high. But the prince fearlessly and without hesitation said, "I am Prince Chandra, come here to me." Sudha-Suputra made for the prince, saying as he ran, "It is you I want." He flung the prince over his shoulder and ran off with him to his lair. This terrifying place was full of human skeletons. The floor was red, and the whole place resounded with the gruesome calls of ferocious flesh-eaters, such as jackals, vultures, and ravens. The lair was black with the smoke of roasted corpses. Sudha-Suputra put the prince down and rested, but with his eyes fixed on the handsome body of the prince. The prince thought to himself, "I had no chance to make an offering to that eloquent Brahmin in the grove for the Dharma I received." This thought made him cry. "Stop it," Sudha-Suputra said. "You, Prince Chandra, are famed for your steadfastness. How strange you should be crying now that I've captured you. They say steadfastness is useless when you undergo pain. Studies don't help when you suffer."
Yeah, you have a great reputation. You are, you know, strong and everything. But when I catch you, then you are, you know, upset me and also cry. Mm-hmm. That's what I say, is it? Then?
Yes. You know, I think this is true. Tell me honestly, are you afraid I'm going to kill you? Are you afraid you will be parted from your friends, relations, wives, children, and parents? Tell the truth. Why are you crying?
Oh, yeah, that's one thing. The answer.
"I was receiving the Dharma from a Brahmin," the prince replied, "but I was unable to make him an offering. Let me go to him and give him something, and I will definitely return to you." "That cannot be true, no matter what you say," said Sudha-Suputra. After once being saved from the jaws of the Lord of Death, who would return to his presence? Have I not given my word and promised to return? I am Prince Chandra, and I value the truth as much as my own life. I do not trust what you say, however, I am willing to experiment. Go back and we shall see if you..."
Yeah, I lost my life, but I will not tell a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Since then?
Yes, he values the truth as much as his own life.
Mm-hmm.
"I do not trust what you say, however, I am willing to experiment. Go back and we shall see if you really value the truth. Go back, complete your business with the Brahmin, whatever it is, then return quickly. I will get the fire ready to roast you. I will wait for you."
To ready for the fire.
Mm-hmm.
"When you come back, I will roast you."
The prince returned to his home and gave the Brahmin 4,000 ounces in gold as payment for the four verses the Brahmin had taught. The prince's father tried various means to stop him, but to no avail. The prince returned to Sudha-Suputra's lair. "You seem to be astonished to see me in the distance," the prince told him. "You may now eat me." "I know the time has come to eat you," Sudha-Suputra replied.
Yeah, he's very, very surprised when he came back. Mm-hmm. He watched it. He come back or not. Mm-hmm. This, you know. Mm-hmm. Then his prince coming back. So he very much surprised. And then, close to there, then prince says, "Now you eat me."
Mm-hmm.
Then?
"I know the time has come to eat you," Sudha-Suputra replied, "but the fire is smoking."
Yeah, I know that when I eat you, I know, but now it's fire smoking, meat smoking. With smoking, it's not so good to eat. Then,
if I roast your flesh now, the meat will stink of smoke, and the taste would be ruined. In the meantime, what did the Brahmin tell you that you seem to value so highly? I would like you to teach it to me. The Brahmin's eloquent words had told how to distinguish between non-dharma and dharma.
Yeah, this is what the Brahmin gave me the teaching. Is the dharma and is not dharma. Try to make it different ways, teach it. So I cannot simple if you are just like a simple means like you know you are just eating the human beings for like and also you. You cannot, not good for you because you cannot do the, you don't do the practice. Say, so, what to say?
It says, your evil ways are worse than the man eating rakshas.
Yeah.
What good could study possibly do you?
Raksha is the simple. Rakshas eating human beings, the flesh, yes, drinking the blood. That's kind of called yaksha. Then you are just like that. Then
Sudha Saputra could not bear this remark. Stop it. You kings kill deer with your weapons. Surely that goes against the Dharma. Kings who kill deer contravene the Dharma, replied Prince Chandra. But eating human flesh is worse.
Oh, yes. Eh? So I kill the people and I eat it, but Kings kill the wild animals. Same thing he can say. It's the same, you know. Mm-hmm. He eats it. Then?
He says, humans are higher than deer.
Oh, yeah.
And if it is wrong to eat the flesh of someone who died a natural death, how could killing and eating people be right?
And that means great quality. Human beings are much more great quality than animals. So then you kill the human beings and eating animals' flesh. Then what I say?
Sudha Saputra then said...
The kings also, you're right. Kings kill the animals also opposite of the Dharma. The, you know, broken the rule of the Dharma. That's not so good either. Then?
Sudha Saputra then said, you haven't learned much from the scriptures if you came back to me. I returned in order to keep my word, and so I have learned much from the scriptures. The other men were afraid when I had them in my clutches, but you have proved to be a hero. You have not lost your composure. You are unafraid to die. Those men were full of remorse because they had sinned, said the prince, but there is no sin I can recall ever having done.
Yeah, see, you keep... Now you should not be returned to his, you know, him, but you came back. Then now the answer was said.
He returned in order to keep his word.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So indeed, I've learned much from the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
And Sudha Saputra said,
"I'm scared for the teachings." Then. Mm-hmm.
The other men were afraid when I had them in my clutches, but you have proved to be a hero. You have not lost your composure. You are unafraid to die. Those men were full of remorse because they had sinned, said the prince, but there is no sin I can recall ever having done. I am therefore unafraid.
I
offer myself to you.
So that's it. Because other people were going to kill you kill, going to kill them. They are afraid too much because they have sins. It means that they have lost negativity. Mm. That's why they afraid after the death and very hard. So I don't have any negative. If you kill me or you eat me, it's okay. That's what I'm saying. Then?
Mm-hmm. Yes, he says, I offer myself.
Sometimes it goes, if great practitioners, when they're going to die, happy to go. You know, then meetings like this. Mm-hmm. Then normally say, I'm doing practice and something like this, but before the dying, then so much like this, then it's not so good, you know. Mm-hmm. So now, Jacinda says, I'm not prayed. If you eat it, you kill me, you eat me, because I don't have the sins means that I don't have any negativities. I don't remember. She made negativities. See that?
So
these are questions at the Bible's word, you see? Sins means.
Yeah, sin, negativity.
Yes, sir. Okay.
He says, so Prince Chandra says, I offer myself to you, you may eat me.
Uh-huh.
Sudasaputra had by now developed faith in the prince. His eyes were full of tears and the hairs on his body were standing on end. He looked at the prince in awe and told him about his sins. Deliberately sinning against a person like you, Sudasaputra said, would be like drinking strong poison. Please teach me what the Brahman so eloquently taught you.
Yeah, he's then that's a faith to the prince, you know. Then,
please teach me what the Brahman so eloquently taught you.
From the eyes, tears down, mm-hmm. and then shaking his body, you know, that's, you know, body. And then, therefore, he thinks about wishing for to get the teaching from him.
Mm-hmm.
But Brahma teach to him, just like that, the prince going to teach to him. Then he asked him there.
He also said at this point the verse we had above, when I see the form of my evil deeds clearly in the mirror of the Dharma, my mind is tormented. I shall now turn to the Dharma.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Prince Chandra saw that he had become a suitable vessel for the Dharma.
Okay, that's right. Yeah.
And said, drink the nectar of these words while sitting on a low seat.
Yeah, that means, because if I gave teaching to you, you need to be low seat than myself. Yeah?
Mm-hmm. While wonderfully subdued in manner, your eyes bright with joy.
Yeah, do you put the number? It's like a smooth body speech, mind is what do you call it?
Quieted?
Faithful, you see?
Oh,
respect,
okay.
Respect. Then?
Develop respect. Listen single-pointedly.
Uh-huh.
Listen to these words as a patient heeds his doctor.
Yeah. When you listen to the Dharma, then you need to be very pain number six, very peaceful, faith and devotion, and also God that they make us very happy to smile in his face and also to see the, what's the eyes?
Your eyes bright with joy.
Bright joy, too. Then?
Develop respect, listen single-pointedly. Listen.
Take this tone again means someone said to having the, to drinking the nectar, how much joy, just like that, when those teachings, you know, comes to ear. Just like this kind of joy. Then?
Listen to these words as a patient
needs. Kupa sages try to make respect, and then sages means the concentration to listen to the teachings. Then?
Listen to these words as a patient heeds his doctor and draw from them spotless inspiration.
Jama may be used. So also, when your mind is tried to make it pure, mm-hmm. see,
mm-hmm.
during the teachings. Then maybe singing is, see, sickness people's listen to the doctrine very carefully, do just like that. Mm-hmm. Then?
In reverence, listen to the Dharma.
Oh, yeah, then?
Sudasaputra laid out his upper garment.
This Jasindawa gave it to him, to say him, but when we get teaching from our guru, so teaching, we need to also this one need to do. Mm-hmm. See? They don't think, but this is all the first told to him. If you live like this, then our listening to teaching is not correct. Or first told to him, when you listen to teachings, do these things. So that means I also, when I listen to teachings, I need to do this. So that's what need to be, okay? Mm-hmm. Empty or emphasize, or what say? Just like, you know, just like, I need to do. No, he first said to him, not like this, first said to him, but I need to do myself also. Mm-hmm. That's kind of, then?
Sudasaputra laid out his upper garment on a flat stone and invited Prince Chandra to sit on it. Sudasaputra sat in front of the prince while gazing at his face, said, O noble one, now teach.
Yes.
Prince Chandra then began.
He doesn't have strong enemies, but the strong son is strong, put together strong, little high strong. Then his clothes is with a human being's blood, but it doesn't put top the stone. Then he said, please, you sit here. Then he's given to you. Then, what is it?
Prince Chandra then began, No matter what desires you may have, you need meet a holy saint just once. You need not know him long. It will still make you steadfast. And so on. He subdued Sudasaputra's mind with the Dharma teaching. Sudasaputra, to return this kindness, presented Chandra with the 91 princes he had been holding prisoner in order to eat them.
You see, this, yes, this. The holy. So even holy beings, once, so if we meet, then once or all, long time together, and not long time is not necessary. We just once meet together. That's one. From that speech. And the actions, they can make actually simple words, a copy from them, you know, to just, and they can be just like
steadfast. It says steadfast, but.
What is steadfast?
It means like strong in will.
Yeah. Just like, great result for the ourselves to be like a holies, you know. It's great, just like His Holiness. When we see, you know, His action, you know, speech and His action, body, speech, mind, His action. Then we are also just like a little bit better, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of then.
And so he returned the 91 prisoners he had kept in order to eat them. He promised to uphold right behavior.
99 is, those are 99, those he collection. I told you sometimes before, collection, all those prince, you know, no ordinary prince. He just knowledgeable, prince, youthful, those are to collection, and 99. They slowly then he eating, you know. Others are just keep there, like a, what a cat, what do you call?
He kept them prisoner.
Yeah, kept them, yeah. So then Prince Dawa, that day, all those 99, prince free. That's what I said there?
Yes. He presented Chandra with the 91 princes he had been holding prisoner in order to eat them. He promised to uphold right behavior, and from that time on, to give up killing sentient beings and eating human flesh.
Yeah, he took the commitment. I will not kill anyone, not eating flesh of the human being. See, that I think that day he took the vow from him.
So giving back all the princes, the 91 princes, was like releasing his attachment to eat the human.
And also he did also from then, that day, the enemies will not eat human beings, mm-hmm. you know, flesh. Mm-hmm. Will not kill. So that he did a commitment of them. Then? Mm-hmm.
So when you listen to the Dharma, you should probe your own mind all the while. If you do, your mind stream will be subdued, even if it is wild.
This is very important. If you listen to the Dharmas, if it correct ways, even very rough, you know, person, but it can be then to subdue of that person, you know. So that's one. Example is that's you know, man eating the flesh, and so many people killed him. That's kind of very rough. But he's when he got the Dharma, listened to the Dharmas, contemplating, and then he's which he did before action, killing the people, eating the human beings' flesh. Those are despondent, and then he took the vow for the he will not kill any human beings, not eating either. So that's kind of say that. Then say then I say what say. Therefore,
if you do, your mind stream will be subdued, even if it is wild as Suda Saputras.
Yeah.
But if you remain untouched by the Dharma while you listen, you will derive no benefit, no matter how good the Lama, no matter how penetrating the instruction.
Oh, yeah, that's the see. That's always, when we listen to the teachings, our mind and the teachings try to make combination. Combination means to check with our mind through the teachings. When teaching comes, or when we read any book, so what it says, teaching says from the book, that's and our mind is to check carefully together. See? If teaching says something that I don't, teaching says to do this, if you don't do, opposite of that, if you did, that is that. Then when we know that our mind is wrong or our action is wrong, then we need to be struck right ways. You see, that's what I'm saying. Chaita, same nibbles. Dharma and our mind is try to make combination, very important, together. See, that's what I'm saying. Then?
While listening to Dharma, some people wonder, what is he going to say that I don't already know or haven't already studied? Listening like this will not benefit at all.
See, when it goes, oh, what kind of teaching? The interesting thing, only that thinking like this, that's very difficult to help by teaching this person. Because when we like this, what kind of teachings, I think myself, my mind or my action and what teaching says, that's a friendly or not. That's what we need to think about. If it is friendly, that's okay. If not friendly, means opposite of that, then stop. Then?
Others only pay attention to the interesting antidotes and do not take profound points of the instructions seriously. Here is an illustration.
You see, this, what kind of my teaching is a very benefit, what kind of benefit my mind that need to think about this. If not like this, how interesting what the like story of from the teachings, you know, that's kind of, if you're looking like this, no right. See? The example is Janju Kesan Jansum is
seventh
Dalai Lama. Yes, seventh Dalai Lama. See?
When Kelsang Gyatso, the seventh Dalai Lama, was giving a teaching on Lam Rim, a man was heard to remark, "Today was really informative. The Dalai Lama told us Lundrup Fortress in Pampo District was also known as Mayi Cha Fortress."
Yeah, that's right. This is the only, you know, like Pampo Lundrup Zone is from this is from Lhasa. Maybe one day need to go there. Maybe 2 days. Lundrup Zone. Lundrup Zone means California is state. Yeah, state place. You know, zone is state. Office. What do you call state? State office or? Yeah. So this name, older name, I think they say capital. Yes. It was state capital, it's Pampo. State capital of the Pampo. So that's Losi Chenpo Shons. Then one man said, "Oh, today I'm very much benefited by teaching from all of this Dalai Lama." What is that? Then, before he doesn't know the older name of the state of capital, he doesn't know. So that Dalai Lama said, that is the Lundrup Zone means these days we call Lundrup Zone. So he told this. Then he think, oh, that's interesting. So that's what now.
Still others, when they listen, check whether the Lama's teachings conform with the texts. Lama Sosholing Rinpoche, a tutor to one of the Dalai Lamas.
Someone's when giving teaching of the gurus to us, then check the gurus thing. Okay, because the teaching and my mind is together there or not. Don't check that one. And what Lama gave me teaching, that is the correct with the Buddha's teaching or commentary of Buddha's teachings. That's checking like this. See. What is
it? It says,
someone.
These days, disciples seem to be checking the Lama's accuracy.
Yeah.
Listening to a teaching like this will never benefit you. Uh-huh. It is most important to probe your mind while you listen. When Lamas teach the Lam Rim, their main concern is not whether they make any errors. They are teaching mainly as a means to subdue the mental streams of their disciples.
We'll read, continue. I think these are okay.
Yes.
We said already, I told already. Then.
Disciples at a teaching should not listen in the above ways. Anything the Lama says should challenge you. You should listen primarily to subdue your mind. If you do so, you will develop your first realizations during that teaching. This is something that will not happen when a lama visits your room and you give him a bowl of tea, even if he is a lama who gives teachings from a high throne.
Even this you understand? During the teaching place, like mostly the ideas comes much more than if you individually see in the in the Lama's place, you know? You understand? Mm-hmm. During the teaching time, more ideas to come more than if you see individually to see the Lama's teachings. Then, the Lama's place, then.
Even when you study on your own, your studies will not have the same impact as listening to a teaching. Whenever Geshe Padawa taught, whatever Geshe Padawa taught benefited people's minds, even his anecdotes about birds. There was also a great scholar called Geshe Shogi Ozer.
Geshe church was this. They teachers, you know, Geshe, same time Geshe Padawa. Geshe Padawa gave you teaching. That's the Geshe Padawa is the it's the Kadampi Geshe, so Geshe San is great Geshe. Same time also there is Geshe church was this. Another church was another one. This person's name church was there. He is also a scholar, great Kemba Chimbuchi Yepes. There is a great scholar, is he? Said then?
A great scholar, yes.
Then?
But his instructions were not beneficial for the mind, no matter how profound or extensive they were.
Yeah, the teaching is very profound. Very profound. This Geshe, this your cousin. Church was there. The church was there. But Geshe Padawa, when giving teachings, much more for the, what do you call it? Benefit for the mind. That's what I said. Would you like to read it?
Some people mentioned this to Padawa, and Padawa said, all his teachings are excellent, but there is a difference between the way we teach.
Okay, that's good. That means someone heard this one, then told to Geshe Padawa. The Geshe Padawa said his teaching is Geshe church was there. Church was there. Teaching is very good, excellent, profound. Then what he say?
But there's a difference between the way we teach.
Yeah, how to way teaching. That's one. Very important, really it is. Very high, big word is not necessary, but even that's good, but the disciples' mind, how to go, that's more important. How to make benefit for the disciples, that's more important. That's what Geshe Padawa himself said that. Okay, then?
Padawa was asked to explain further. He teaches in order to communicate facts, while all my dharma is directed inwards. That is the difference.
Okay. Do you understand? My dharma means what the Padawa teachings. Everything is to insight, to related with the mind. To say, just like mirror, you know. Mirror is very important, directly to see the goods. There is good or clean. You can see right ways. Just like that. Geshe Padawa's teaching are to form this to inside me for the mind, you know. How to make benefit for the mind. So that's one big difference. Geshe Sanjeev's teaching and also his teaching, Padawa said, very great. That's his Sanjeev. Church was there. The church was teaching is very great, but different style. You understand? Different style. It does really taste. See then?
Geshe Shogi.
Wait a minute. His Holiness teachings are really easy. Everything is put together, very easy to think about. He does. So just like teaching also. Somebody else is teaching, said, well, like, but it's very easy to together how to benefit for the, or how to do it. Think about it. It's very special. I think he's only very special. See then?
Geshe Shoji Ozer heard of this remark and went to receive teachings from Geshe Potowa.
Yeah, then Geshe Shoji Ozer then come to the Geshe Potowa's teaching. I think it is. Mm-hmm. He wanted anyways subdue his mind also, mm-hmm. and try to make benefit for himself. You know how to. Mm-hmm. Combination of the mind and the teachings are how to make, need to do. That's what they learn from the Geshe Potowa. I think get it, it's trust, really. This intellectual scholars, this like this, you know. Not put together. Mind is over there, my mind, some of the intellectual scholars. Mind is there, teachings here, no combination. Not everybody's, I cannot say it, but someone, you know. See, that's kind of that. He has said, "Don't do that." Geshe Potowa says. Then,
the teachings proved to be most beneficial, even though there was nothing in the teaching he did not already know.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Geshe Shoji later commented, "I understood things I had never understood before."
Yeah. So he says, Geshe Shoji was there, went to the Geshe Potowa's teaching. How it is that? Somebody asked him, I didn't, all those I know without I realize, no new realization, nothing. But if, yeah, but I never heard before, but new, nice something I heard. Is it said that?
I understood things I had never understood before.
Yeah, that's the main thing. See, that's it. Okay, then?
We should do as Geshe Drom Tompa said. I will explain what is meant by Mahayana gurus. They give people infinite understanding. They teach any practice that will be helpful after the teachings, and they teach anything that will be of direct benefit.
Yes. So that's one good. Then?
The phrase after the teachings has been interpreted in various ways. According to my own precious guru's oral tradition, it means that no matter how much Dharma you teach, it must be as beneficial as possible for the disciple's mind stream after the teaching is over.
Then this is the my guru means Shaji Pongkava's, his guru, mm-hmm. talk about, okay? Mm-hmm. The Tapu Lama Rinpoche, then?
This particular set of headings contains the instructions on how to listen to the teachings on the path. As I have already told you, a mistake at this point could be disastrous. Just as they say, if you get the date wrong on the first day of the lunar month, you'll be wrong until the 15th, the full moon.
Yeah, that's the thing sometimes go as told earlier. Yeah? Mm-hmm.
No matter how profound or extensive are the Dharma teachings you receive, you could turn them into a devil. Then the Dharma is only bolstering up your delusions. I think this is all too common. You must take this most seriously.
I see. That's it. Flat due to the problem is the like what is it? God say or what is it?
No matter how profound or extensive the
deities.
Mara, devil.
Mara, deity means like you know, God, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, like, if they help to actually need be to help, but no helping in the destroy, like devil, you know. Mm. That means example. Dharma, listening to the Dharma or practice Dharma should not be benefit for the delusions. You understand? A friend try to don't make it. If we like do practicing and also our practice study, yeah, practice study for the, helping to the delusions. Mm. Then just like the deity become a Mara, you see. Mm. Just that's one thing. So that's, we should not be. That's why I think my mind is go to the Dharma. Dharma is, Dharma is correct paths, to go to the correct path. Then there are no, will not have the obstacles. Those kind of we do wish always, you know. My mind is go to into the Dharma. Dharma is go to the correct path, beneficial path, and then there would not be an obstacle for them, you know. So think about it. Then.
Then is the
now, next new subject.
The next heading.
What's that?
The way to teach the Dharma.
Oh yeah, way to teach Dharma. Then what's that?
This has four parts.
Oh yeah.
First, thinking about the benefits of teaching the Dharma.
Mm, yeah.
Second, being respectful to the Dharma and its teacher.
Yeah.
Third, what to think and do while teaching. Fourth, the difference between the people you should teach and those you should not.
Teaching. So that's four. These four, I think, is how to give him the teaching of the Dharma, you know? Mm. So now, number one, to keep a parent, the benefit.
Thinking about the benefit of teaching the Dharma.
That's great, then.
It is vital that the person teaching the Dharma does not turn the act of giving Dharma to others into something motivated by delusion.
Yes, that's from the Abhidhamma ways, says, choosing your motivations. Motivations, not by delusions, or for this life, or for the motivation for the it, or whatever you call
worldly concern.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So those are clear. This is the person who is giving the Dharma. That's why I need clear. Good motivation. That's why I need. Then also to what to say is words are with the correct with the Dharma. If we don't know that, we can say, I don't know this. We do like this. Mm-hmm. So, but then whatever says, those are true. Correct Dharma. This is from the Abhidhammas. Then?
Vasubandhu says in A Treasury of Metaphysics,
yeah, that's what I'm
saying. The act of giving others Dharma should not be a deluded one.
Yes.
Teach the pure.
Deluded one means to give the. Don't give the deluded ones as it's not meaning.
Teach the pure.
Giving the teaching of Dharma with no delusions. So with no delusions. Then? Mm-hmm.
Teach the pure sutras and so forth properly.
It's a great gift. Like, generosities. Generosities many different ways. Generosity of the Dharma, generosity of the physical, like, whatever, positions, generosity of the sabjimba means giving competent protection. Many generosities has it. But all those from the generosities, the giving the teaching of the Dharma is best one. So that's one. So you can do, teaching, someone is need, someone's looking for to meaning of the some words. If you know that's the, you can tell. Not necessarily sit like Tom and like this, not necessarily. Whatever you know, someone wanted to know that, wish to know, you can try. Then,
if you teach in the hope of getting offerings, or so that your disciples will pay you respect, or that you will become famous and known as a scholar, and so
these are the bad motivation, you know. Mm-hmm. So clear for these. Then,
Your teachings, instead of benefiting, will be most harmful. Your merits will even decline. You must teach compassionately for the benefit of your disciples, even disregarding any karmic effects you are supposed to receive from the act of teaching.
Mm-hmm.
As Shuzheng Lama Rinpoche Yeshi Gyatso said, I overheard him giving teachings and initiations. He does this well, but he made me sick to the depths of my heart when he eagerly took pledges for donations.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, this must not happen. A teaching is most beneficial when the teacher cares for nothing for material offering.
Yeah, even, of course, no positions, you know, for the you know, like reputation, for the positions, or those are not thinking, but even we don't think about the result of the teaching, you know, not think about. Only for the compassion, how can we help to the others? So that means even result of the teaching means to in the future I have great merit, or I gave great result of from teachings. Even those are not think about. Just give by compassion. How can be I help? How can be take out from the suffering, pain, or happiness? How can take out from negativities? How to make it separate from negativities? Something kind of, those kind of, by those kind of motivation, they give teachings. Then,
this next is a full page.
He just wants it. Chuhi Wangu Chidi, not Chuhi like this. Chuzheng Lama, he just over say.
Chuzheng Yeshi Gyatso said, I overheard him giving teachings and initiations. He does this well, but he made me
very
sick.
Very great, looking like, you know? Very great.
But he made me sick to the depths of my heart when he took pledges for, eagerly took pledges for donations.
What is it? How they can give for me? Uh-huh. Think about that. Then very sad. That's, you know, that's not so good. That's what I'm saying. Chuzheng Lama Rinpoche is a very great teacher. Really, actually. Then?
In other words, this must not happen. A teaching is most beneficial when the teacher cares nothing for the material.
I was saying. Then, like this, you know, Milarepa when started with Marba. Marba gave me teaching. Then Milarepa comes. Then he asks, oh, you are there? Abu Tuchin, his name is Abu Tuchin. Milarepa didn't say that time. Abu Tuchin, you are there? Yes. What do you have gave for me? Nothing. You go out. What do you have? If you came to my teachings, what do you give to me? What do you give? Nothing. I don't have anything. You go out. Nothing. Then many times like this, and then one day, Marba has a consort, you know, wife. Wife is very sympathy, very, very sympathy. Milarepa, sorry. Hardship. Work hard. Lama gave lots of job. So, don't give teaching. Then, ask a question, what do you give to me? Nothing, you go out. Then one day, Mabas' wife gave one turquoise.
Turquoise.
A turquoise. today you take this, then what Baba asks, what do you have, give to me? Then you say, I have, they give the turquoise to the Baba. Yeah, then you can get you can get the teaching. You understand? Malarepa, he wishing to could get teachings always, when start teachings he goes, but many times, what do you give? I gave teaching, but what do you give to me? Nothing. So go out. So that's all the time, like this, many times, doing like that. Then Mabba's wife, very sympathy to Malarepa. This is very hardship, very work hard, and but didn't get the teaching. Then now you gave, Mabba asked him, you take the my turquoise he gave from the, what do you call it, necklace? Yeah, mm-hmm. From the one turquoise gave to. Today, you take this, then you can maybe, you can stay in the teachings. Then, that day, then, like this, you know, staying the offering. Today, I wish to be must stay and to get teaching I can do, because I have, ask the questions, comes, I have something to give to him, so I can tell. Then that day, then Abu Tuchin, Malarepa's name, Abu Tuchin.
Where did you
go? You go out. What do you have give for me? He says, I have give for you. Bring here. That turquoise gave to him. Oh, where did you get this one? Where did you get this one? Where? Then, Yum Damima's name is Damima. He gave to me. Oh, this is mine.
It's already mine.
Yeah. Taco and the whole save belong to me. You know? Even who, you know? Belong to me. You out. So that's the reasons that, because not really Mabba doesn't need a position from him, but doing like this, there's big reasons, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of exception, okay? Then Jinsen, because it's not time being to give the teachings.
Not right yet.
Because 36 people, 36 people can, by magic powers. And then, the magic powers, 36 people. The long story, you see, his mother and father's name is Kirajansi. And mother's name, then father one day going to die. They're rich family. Father does the business. So they have rich. Then when they die, when he going to die, so then he has brother, Malarepa's uncle. And Annie means also, what is it?
His aunt.
Aunt. What do you say? You say aunt, is it?
They pronounce it this way too.
Same. Aunt.
English, that's English. Aunt.
Okay, does it matter? So those two, before dying came, Malarepa Potter says, I have lots of things. My son's very small. He cannot keep those things. I cannot do those, my business. And the mother is also too soft. Cannot do it. Please, you to help. Say, oh, they say, oh, of course, we help everything. So then, they need everything, money and everything was given. Then, after the father died, 1 year after, then they ask the police, we need the money or the destinies. Oh, finish now. Both says, not so good. They're not dishonest. They says, oh, your father which left, all those are gone. They are gone. But they can see, still there. Lots of this position, father's there, but they don't give anything. The mother and the mother have a very hard ship. It's just like, become a beggar. The mother is very angry. Then mother sending to Milarepa, sending to the magic teacher.
Sorry.
You to learn the magic and to destroy the uncle and aunt. They destroy. He said. She said. Then he went. He went magic. 2 weeks. The magic. Practicing magic, you understand? The 2 weeks practicing magic, tremendous power is inside, it's like a thunderstorm, lightning, everything is coming. It's then already to can be destroyed by hailstorms, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Then, that day, when he did the magic hailstorm, those village, whole villages, 36 people killed that day. And then also birds, animals, so many died. So then, after 1 month, then he going back to his place, what happened? He saw. So when he went to death, this cannot be. Bad smells and everything, you know. So then he, Milarepa, he think, oh, I did bad things. So many people, even animals. Okay. Then came back to the magic guru, the magic teacher. Now I did too much destroy the people's life, and also many of the other. Why animals and birds and so much I killed. So I need to purify those. So you gave me teaching of Dharma. The magic teacher says, I cannot give teaching of Dharma for you. You must go to the Mabalosa. Mabalosa is that time's south Tibet from Lhasa south. So, he's there. So then he went there. Then Mabalosa, he's plow, plow, the field, mm-hmm. plow. And then he met her. Then, where are you going? I want to see the Mabalosa. Then he says, what for? I want to learn the Dharma, because I'm very opportunity means I did the magic powers, so many destroy the people's life and sentient beings' life. Then he says, okay, Mabalosa, this village over there, but you, if you can do, finish my flowers halfway field, and also then one bottle of the wine. You drink this and finish my job, then come up, then that he bound to the house. You come over there, then you can see the Mabalosa. Then he finished the whole palaos, whole thing, drank, I think it's one big bottle, wines. Everything he finished drank. See? Then he finished his job, go to the, he pond, to the village. Then he asked, say, I want to, what do I call this? When he go in this house, knock the door, the one lady came out. That's Mabalosa's wife, Yundamima, we call Yundamima. So then he asked, he opened the door. Then he told, I was looking for the Mabalosa, but I saw the one man from the field. He says, come here, then you can find out Mabalosa. He told me, may I see him? Is he here? He says, yes. He didn't say, this is Mabalosa. Then he go in. That man sit on the, you know, on the seat and staying there. Then he is Mabalosa. Then he said, first, you gave me teaching, and I gave my body, speech, mind to, or you gave me teaching and also food and staying place and teaching, those three. I gave my body, speech, mind to you. And then Mabalosa says, you are very humble.
Very outrageous or proud.
Yeah. So that's what I say. If you need teaching from me, you ask a staying place and food somewhere else. If I need give to you staying place and food, then you get teaching from somewhere else. But then it says, now at the moment, keep it. So tremendous, you know, staying with the dead. Then Yundamima, anyway, so he did a tremendous nine-story temple, nine times up, nine times tore down, you know. First temple up, then somewhere else. Oh yeah, he says, You should do like this, triangle. Yeah. Oh, finish, nice story, that's me. Oh, who said that? This is very bad. You are a very magic person. So this is like Hong Kong, you know, this is magic, you know.
Symbol.
Huh? Yeah. So you're going to kill me. Don't take ways, you know.
Take it down.
Mm-hmm. Where did you get those stones? Take back to there. Or sasami dodami means also that. That's kind of nine times he did. Mm-hmm. End of the day, sometimes he escaped from there. The Lama blessing us, take back. One time didn't give teachings. So then Maba has also another disciples. He can give teachings and empowerment also. He can give that person. So one day he escaped from this, went to Maba's student, you know, high level student anyways. He went to there, get teachings. Then Lama, Maba said, he didn't get anyways, no permission from the Marba, don't have it. So, but then one day the opposition, you steal my opposition from me. You and the opposition, everything's bring back to me. The Lama very frightened, opposition and himself, everything is however he has everything's. Everything's give, take it with him and give to the Mamba. Then Mamba says, everything's here. What do you have, possession? Everything's here? Yes. You sure? Yes. Then goat. Yeah. That's one broken the leg, cannot
take it.
Then you go back to bring You cutting this. Really? You cutting this goat and bring to me. You see? So that's what I did. So that's kind of all those, because the very much when he nine story temple window, all from here really big hole, you know, behind back was there. That's kind of what he did. So then when finished all those, then one day he gave me teachings, and then he gave the.
Were each of those really difficult tasks very carefully matching the kind of karma that Milarepa needed to purify?
Yeah.
They actually connected with each thing he needed to purify.
Yeah, that's true.
Like the shape of the castle was actually a magical symbol, and he needed.
Yeah, that's correct, because he did this kind of thing. So yeah, that's it. So anyways, but generally is the idea is try to make make the pay for the which he made a bad karma. That's for that. See, that's all. So anyways, so now we stop here. I think it's over. Okay. See, anyways, really that's kind of Naropa did, but Telopa, Naropa's Lama is Telopa. Telopa did sometimes many different ways. I just think that we leave later, sometimes later. Okay, now we did action of Dharma by this merit. With the Dharma, long time remained with the means. His only Dalai Lama and any other masters to have a long life. In this country and in other country, not to have bad things happened, disease and also starvation, all this kind of not happened, everything good fortune is coming in this world. And then, include ourselves, and all practitioners, Dharma practitioners, to have the accomplishment of practice without obstacles. Then, we wishing for all sentient beings free from delusions, in the illusions and become a being with the by which we did action of Dharma, we are together. Next month, now these days I'm going to Pennsylvania, so when this is the class, we don't have it until I came back, you know. Okay? 2 weeks, I think. Sunday also, Anila gave teaching, yes. Sunday, Anila gave teaching. very soon today. Only Wednesday. July 30th. Started Wednesday class back.
Yes.